The Lord is with all of you.
And also with you.
A proclamation from the Holy Writing according to the Gospel of St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
May this, the word of the Lord, always be in our minds, on our lips, and in our hearts. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'The man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him. The one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'Whoever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen all this and testify that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Kindly invite the Holy Spirit to guide us. Please lift your heart in prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to inspire and guide us as we pray and reflect together. In our Gospel this morning, we hear of John the Baptist and his testimony that Jesus is the Son of God. He testifies that Jesus came to be baptized by him. There's been a long discussion over the centuries. Why does the Gospel say that Jesus was baptized? He is indeed the Son of God, what he needed. Yet, this particular passage about the baptism of Jesus occurs in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to testify to the fact that he came down to be baptized. I think a key word was coming down. Have you ever thought of yourself as being humble? Or do you consider yourself to be humble? Do people look at you and say, "My, you really are gracious and kind and caring"? Or do they look at you and say, "Excuse me for breathing your air"? Think about it for a moment. There's a great lesson in this baptism of Jesus, which we celebrated last week, the testimony that John gives to us today, a testimony that he speaks of humility. When we pray the Nicene Creed, later in the liturgy, there's a passage that says, "For us and for our sake, he came down from heaven." Something about coming off our pedestals. Do you consider people in your own life to be on pedestals, or do you dust yours every so often? Humility is a great virtue. Virtue that helps us to realize who we are, who God is in our life. Jesus humbled himself over and over again through his service, his prayer, his kindness. He showed all of us and people of all ages that becoming part of our nature, even though he was divine, as we are taught in Scripture. He became part of us. He came into our lives that are blessed and broken, that we may be fulfilled with the love of God who embraces us and calls us daughters and sons. I once told you when I was here before, look in the mirror and see that you're gorgeous. Have you done that recently? Think about it. So what if the mirror cracked? Get another. But think about it. You're making God's image and likeness. The likeness of God that is fulfilled in the presence of Jesus in your life. Jesus who humbled himself, came among us, that we who are blessed and broken can be whole in the presence of the Father. A life that is ours to live, a life that is ours to embrace. God who cares and loves us.